Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Michael Scott, and today I'm going to discuss the differences between spotlights and floodlights for outdoor landscaping. To start things off, spotlights and floodlights have very different functions when it comes to lighting your yard or garden. Spotlights are like laser beams. They emit a very narrow cone of light that lets you shine a spotlight on specific features like trees, statues, or architectural details. This focused beam makes those objects really stand out against the dark background at night. Floodlights, on the other hand, are more like a massive lighting cannon. They blast out an enormous flood of light over a very wide area. While spotlights let you highlight one little thing, floodlights blanket everything in a big bright glow. They're great for lighting up large spaces like driveways, lawns, outdoor entertaining areas, or really anything bigger than your average garden gnome. Now let me tell you about some key differences between these lighting types. Spotlights have a way tighter beam, usually less than 45 degrees wide. That narrow cone lets you precisely pick out one special thing to spotlight. Floodlights spread their light much more broadly, with beams over 45 degrees to saturate a whole area. So if you want definition, go spot. If you want diffusion, go flood. Spotlights also have higher intensity light that travels farther, while floodlights have softer, more ambient light. And spots usually have warmer light colors that feel cozy versus cooler floodlight colors that give better visibility. So in summary, if you want dramatic effect, choose spotlights to highlight standout features. But if safety and saturating large spaces is your goal, floodlights provide gentle, widespread lighting without competing hotspots. With spotlights and floodlights in your toolkit, you'll have all the tools needed to light up your outdoor space with flair. I hope you found this overview of landscape lighting helpful. Let me know if you have any other questions. Thanks for tuning into my podcast today. Now get out there and start planning your very own lighting extravaganza with spots and floods. Until next time.